Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. We have already taken the role previously, and we're just returning from a brief interlude where we went into closed session, and we're now going to discuss the agenda. So let me take a look at the agenda for this evening.
Chair?
Yes?
Hi, this is Vanessa. I wasn't here for the previous role, but I'm here now. My apology.
Okay, Vanessa. Thank you.
This is James. May I say the message from Anita Sims now?
Okay. We're in open session.
She just wanted us to know for the roll call that she is on a use-it-or-lose-it vacation time right now. She's gone to Chicago to see some family, and it was in transit and just arriving. Due to our early starting time, she was not able to be on the call.
Okay, well, I hope she enjoys her vacation in Chicago. okay. So let me just read the draft agenda. Agenda approval, 5 minutes. Approve minutes of the open session of April 1st, April 8th, 3 minutes. That's going to be followed by a report from the National Election Supervisor on the proposed bylaws amendments. That's a 45-minute item. And then we're going to actually debate the proposed bylaws amendments and vote on them, and that's going to be a 90-minute item. That will be followed by committee reports. The only committee reports that we will listen to tonight are those that are related to the bylaws amendments. And I know of two. There may be others, but I know of two at the moment. And that's it, and then we adjourn.
Dwayne, Mark, I have a question.
Well, what is your question, Mr. Lark?
To know, did you mention the discussion of the DNO in this session?
That's not an open session.
Well, at what point are we going to, you indicated to the gentleman we would indicate.
We have a separate closed session after the open session.
Tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Interruption, but have we identified timekeepers?
We identified Lawrence and I believe James Sagerton as timekeepers. Is that correct?
Okay, I'm at home now, so I can do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Let me just, Lydia, did you get in touch with Renee?
Yes, I did. What, are you going to let me know what, did you respond to her at all to the time?
Does she have the Zoom info? Cause I don't remember if I sent it to her or not.
Oh, I don't know. I'll send it to her and text her. Okay.
I think we'll need her in like 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay.
Also, I wanted our legal counsel to be in this session in case there are questions to him. Okay. Anyway, we need a motion to approve the draft agenda before we do anything else. Can I have a motion to approve the draft agenda, please?
So moved, James.
Okay. Can I get a second?
Tom, second.
Okay. Are there anybody want to add anything or have anything they want to change in the draft agenda?
Chair, this is Paulina.
Paulina?
Yeah, I believe that The minutes for approval might not be those of April 1st and 8th. Mary Ann can correct me. I believe April 1st, we have minutes of April 1st for approval, but we don't have April 8th yet. Am I wrong, Mary Ann?
Unfortunately, you are right.
Okay. So, but I think we also have minutes from the previous session from before April 1st that are up for approval. I'm looking at the folder. Everybody has access to that. So I think we have two sets of minutes from open session for approval that have been sitting there for your browsing pleasure. Oh. And those are just one, April 1st. That's it.
Could you send the board the address of this folder again? Because I don't have it handy.
Certainly.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. All right, so are there any...
Mr. Chairman, this is Jim.
Well, we haven't voted on the agenda yet. So, are there any amendments or anything to the draft agenda?
Yeah, just, Mr. Chairman, this is Jim. Just let me know when you want to hear my objection to the agenda.
Right now, if you're objecting, this is your moment. Go ahead.
Okay. So, I object to 6B, and let me know if you want me to state the grounds for my objection in 15 seconds.
You object to a hearing from the WBI local station board on the proposed bylaws amendments?
I'm interpreting that as what's underneath there is usually Paulina is where she puts the motions. Is this a motion?
No, it's not a motion. It's not a motion. It's a report.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why WBII is making
a
report.
My
objection stands.
Hold on, we're not debating the merits. You don't want this on the agenda, right?
Right.
Okay, so you want to amend the agenda to remove that, strike that item. Is there a second for amending the agenda and striking that item? Okay.
This is Lyndon, I second that.
Okay, fine. Do you want to, I'll take a stack. We can discuss this, and then we'll go to a vote. Who wants to?
Lawrence to the stack.
Who wants to speak? I'll take one for, one against. And
I'm for.
Okay. Lawrence, you're for. And who wants to speak? Well, you're not for the amendment.
No, I'm not for the amendment, no. I'm against the amendment.
So who wants to speak for the amendment?
I'll yield to Lyndon.
Lyndon, you want to speak for the amendment?
I'm not sure what Mr. Osborne's objection is. I'm just seconding to give him a chance.
Okay, I'll take the point then, Alex.
Okay, go ahead.
The timekeeper chair, 90 seconds.
Okay.
My concern is not listening to people with point of views I agree with or disagree with. I love to hear debate. I just didn't have, I know that KPFK didn't get any notice of this. Our board wasn't consulted to the best of my knowledge. At least I think Ali and I and Beth didn't get any knowledge. And I'd like to see if we're going to have, you know, the local station boards make a report to this board that they all have an equal opportunity to do so. That's my objection.
Okay. Lawrence?
So,
so this is highly unusual for somebody to object to having a representative body in Pacifica to provide a report. It was regular that LSBs did provide reports to the PMB. So this is not highly unusual. I'm not completely edified as to what WBI's report is, but I do support listening democracy, And I think this is a direct attempt of listening to democracy. So I support, I oppose the objection, and I would like it to be on the agenda. Thank you.
Okay. And can we go to a vote on this? Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll?
I can do that.
Vote yes if you wish to strike item 6B, which is a report from the WBI local station board. Vote no if you do not wish to strike that item from the agenda.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Forgive me. Before we vote, one quick question. Can I be recognized?
You can be recognized for a question, yes.
My question is, we are going to be voting the bylaws amendment, tonight?
Yes.
That'll
happen before the committee reports.
Okay, I just want to go on record that, PFW would have liked the opportunity to issue a report also. Had we known that, you know, we would have been able to do so.
PFW may still issue a report. It doesn't have to be at this meeting.
Chair?
Yeah, but this meeting is where we're voting on the bylaws amendment. And we appreciate it having some input, you know.
Chair, request for information, Lawrence?
What is your request for information?
Can LSPs provide written reports to the PNB secretary if they so desire to do so?
Of course.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to a vote. Madam Recording Secretary Marion, could you please take the roll on this?
Hey. And rolling barrels across the floor, please mute.
Yeah. Do us a favor, please.
Okay. On the motion to strike item 6B from the agenda, Chris Corey.
Somebody really has to mute.
Yeah. Really?
It's crazy. Sounds like root beer barrels.
Okay, one more time. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
No. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Yes. Heather Gray.
No.
No. Julie Hewitt. Oh, Julie Hewitt is not present?
No, I am present. Thank you. And I vote no.
You are present and you vote no. Got it. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Wally James. Wally James. You can unmute now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Wally votes yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne.
Pass.
You pass. Okay. Ali Lexa.
Pass.
Pass. Thomas O'Rourke.
No.
Votes no. Jim Osborne.
Yes.
Yes. Ron Pinchback.
No.
Votes no. Ralph Pointer.
No.
Votes no. Sandra Rawline.
I vote yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
I want you to whistle at me. No, I vote no.
You vote no. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Votes no. James Sagerton.
No.
Votes no. Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner. One more time. Andrea Turner. Hearing nothing. Beth Van Gunten. Beth Von Gunten? Is everybody muted? Is that why I'm not hearing anything? Try this
Hello?
Again.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
You vote no. Okay, got it. Tom Voorhees?
Tom votes no.
Okay. Let me go back to those missing in action. Chris, let's see, Chris voted yes, yes. Jose, they had an abstention. Ah, Dwayne Lark, you passed before.
I think Lawrence wanted a whistle. I'm sure it wasn't me, but I vote no.
That's a no. Thank you. Ali Lexa, you passed.
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Who else are we missing? Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner. Okay. Hearing nothing. Alex, let me do the count first. One, two. Did I hear something?
Marianne, this is Paulina. Mr. Chair, if I may be recognized.
What is it, Paulina?
I think Andrea Turner did the vote. Marianne.
She's muted, but she didn't unmute.
We did. Nobody heard her vote. She did.
I heard her vote no, but that's okay. Thank you.
You did? Can we ask, Andrea, can you confirm if you voted and how you voted? I don't know.
I don't know what to do with that.
Did anybody else?
President not voting. President not voting.
I think we'll just have to mark her as not voting unless we hear from her in the next few seconds.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 noes. And 2 abstentions. Alex, do you wish to vote?
No.
You vote no or you wish not to vote?
My vote is a firm no.
Okay, then we have 13 noes as opposed to 5 yeses. Presumably the item remains on the agenda.
Okay, and now we vote on the agenda. Well, it hasn't been amended, but we'll vote. Now it's time to vote on the agenda. As a whole, are there any objections to the agenda at this point? Okay, then the agenda as amended, or I don't know what you call it if it's actually not amended, but anyway, the agenda is approved.
As unamended, as Chris just said in chat. Chair, can I get the times for each item? This way I could... I'll keep the time for the items.
Okay, we have 3 minutes for the next item, which is minutes. Then we have a report from the National Election Supervisor and Q&A. That's 45 minutes. And then we have the debate on the proposed bylaws. That's 90 minutes. And then we come to the committee reports, and I'm giving that 20 minutes.
Chair, okay. Do you mind doing that as we go along?
Sure.
I catch it the first 2 times.
Okay. All right. So we have minutes from the open session from April 1st. Does anybody have any corrections for that? Okay. Hearing none, then those April 1st minutes are approved. And is Renee Penaloza with us yet?
Yes, she is. She needs to unmute.
Okay.
I got it. I'm here.
Okay. You have 45 minutes And that includes questions and answers. So you can make whatever presentation you wish right now, and then we will take questions from the directors. And also we have Arthur Schwartz with us, our legal counsel, who may also be fielding some of the questions.
Okay, Chairperson Steinberg.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. I was trying to get my vote in, and my vote is abstain. I was saying, okay, all right. I'm on now.
Okay. We can't change the vote, but I can ask the secretary to note that.
I was trying to tell you the whole time.
Nobody heard you. I will ask the secretary to note that you tried to vote as an abstain. So it'll be on the record at least. Okay?
Yes.
Alright. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, Renee, go ahead.
Okay. So I guess I'll just start from the top, just in terms of a summary of what's happened since the notice period opened on March 8th. It closed on April 7th. Right now, I'm still trying to develop the two-member committee. I was counting on having one person from each side, but that still hasn't been assigned to me. I've made quite a lot of effort to reach out to members on both sides to have this committee. It's pretty important because these two people will inform all of, you know, the efforts that I make to develop content that's representative of both sides, as well as deal with violations. But without, you know, that input, I'm, you know, just still working, and I'm proceeding with the development of informational materials, including cards, graphical representation, and summary tables, presenting, you know, the differences between the current and the proposed bylaws. And I'm managing all the violations by posting each as quickly as I can online and responding as I can. So all stations received carts and the website notice prior to the beginning of March 8th of the notice period. I just want to clarify something. There's been a lot of, let's say, misunderstandings, I think, about where the initial cart text came from. It was incorrect, but it wasn't developed by me. It was given to me by New Day and Pacifica Lawyers to produce quickly and to get stations to air it. So I revised the notice and redid the cards once I had synthesized basically all the material, which is the differences between, you know, the current and the proposed bylaws. And I put out what I judged to be the most important differences. And given the complexity of, you know, what we're dealing with now, I created a very general description of the primary differences, you know, to post online, you know, basically. And the second iteration of the cart was just a very broad kind of general text, which I sent that and circulated to representatives from both sides and the PNB prior to posting that second basically informational text. Fair campaign provisions were circulated to all staff via eCampaign prior to the notice period on March 6th, 2021. And a follow-up was sent 4 days later. Of the close to 1,000 member staff who received the email, there was about 45% open rate, which is pretty good, indicating that close to the majority of staff opened the initial notice. I resent a reminder in response to a violation and included a reminder of the fair campaign provisions and process for filing complaints online. I sent this on April 5th, and there was also a pretty good open rate, like 30% for that so far. In terms of violations, so far two staff members have reported violations related to other staff members and use of perceived force to get them to side on one side or the other. And right now, after contacting all parties, it would appear that these were generally misunderstandings. The responses are posted online. Again, I want to reiterate that it's only me you know, looking at this. So, you know, I really need that committee. So this is a general request for both sides to assign me one person each, to be able to deal with these matters, because they're just going to be more of them. And right now I'm still developing CART materials for the upcoming ballot period, which opens on June 7th. Right now, protocol for on-air debates and forums has been developed, and I've circulated to all stations and programmers interested in participating. A first debate was held at KPFA on Friday, this past Friday, April 9th. And I've been in discussions with hosts at KPFK and WPFW. Materials created by all stations, just in general over this period of time, pre-ballot period. I'm planning to store them separately on the elections website and then recirculate when it is the ballot period. So, you know, it's not a missed opportunity. I think it's good to get more things produced. And that way, you know, people can, you know, it's just more time to produce this content that can be then recirculated. And so it's not that, you know, I think some people are like, oh, well, you know, we shouldn't have material now because, you know, we're not in the ballot period, but it's okay. It's fine. It's actually a good thing, to have material now, because, you know, fund drives come up. There might be issues, you know, in terms of creating content in a more crunched time frame, which would be that month long period in June. Let's see what else. Vendors have been contracted. Membership lists from all stations have been requested. Staff lists have been posted. Hidden link and a staff email campaign has gone out to make sure that these lists are accurate. And obviously all general managers would have to, you know, sign off on these lists. But, you know, this is the process that has been done in the past, to make sure that these lists are as up to date as they can be. You know, the staff lists have always been complex. The ballot process will be the same as in 2020, a combination of e-ballots, postcards, and with pins and paper ballots, with a ballot request form and a hotline for replacement and new ballot requests. So yeah, that's my report.
Lawrence to the stack chair.
Okay.
Can I just add something? Just a small
yes,
thing.
Yes, Arthur, go ahead.
So what Renee is referring to is, in terms of this committee, in the bylaw vote from last year, one of the things that I'm not sure if we agreed to it or a judge ordered it was to have a committee of one person pro and one person con to work with Renee on all issues that would arise, you know, in connection, whether it was alleged violations, whether it was announcements, whether it was presenting balanced pros and cons. And there was a committee and it worked pretty well. Each side appointed somebody last year. So when I worked at the agreement with the New Day lawyer this year, we replicated that to create a committee. And the provision in the committee, for the committee was that, and that would work the same way, and that the only time things would go to the arbitrator who we have in place would be if the committee was not able to resolve a particular dispute. So far, neither the pros or the cons have appointed someone. I have begged, pleaded, and cajoled their lawyer to get somebody, meaning New Day's lawyer, to get somebody on it. He prefers to take all of his disputes to arbitration. He actually has asked the arbitrator to fire Renee. She said she's biased and she doesn't follow my directions, which is totally untrue. So, but it's important to, you know, to the extent there are people on both sides here, the having a three-person committee to work on this stuff is a much better way than people bombarding Renee with emails saying, you did this wrong, write it this way, say this, say that. So it's still something that was agreed on. It worked well in the spring, last winter, and it would work well now.
Thank you, Lawrence, to the stack, Jeff.
I'm going to take a stack. Who else wants to be on the stack? Let's take a stack of like five people to start with.
Sean for the stack.
Vanessa to the stack.
Anybody else? Not the person diving under the Atlantic Ocean. Who else? Okay, I'll put myself on the stack then. Anybody? Okay, we got the top four so far. Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Renee, for your hard work and for producing the cards in Spanish. I hope that you do that for all five stations, because all five stations have Spanish language representation in their demographics. So I hope that you will consider doing that. In regards to last year, what was agreed upon, it wasn't each person for one side. What was agreed upon was two referees, right, that would work with you, and they did work with you, and both sides agreed to that. And I have submitted various names to you, to email Renee, from the No campaign, Pacifica Fight Back No campaign, and I submitted, I believe, four names to you in email. So I'm hoping that you will select. I was hoping that you will have a committee of two each, from one from the No and one from the Yes, that you would consider doing that. And then in regards to the cards, not the cards, but in regards to being able to highlight, is there any way that the No campaign could also work with you in developing a card in regards to the No campaign's position on this attempt takeover of Pacifica? So that's what I'm hoping that you would consider, and that you would consider those names that I provided to you. And I believe I copied Arthur and everyone else, the chair and the officers of the PNB, because we're ready to work with you. Those people are ready to work with you. So, and then my last question is in regards to the debates, right? KPFK, I was asked to debate from the No side, and so, and someone else was asked to debate from the Yes side. That's from the local Signal area. She defer to someone else from another Signal area. Do you think that's fair? They hear from someone else from the No campaign that does not understand the audience of KPFK coming from another station. Now, I mean, if that's going to be the case, then that's fine.
You voted for it.
That's fine. Excuse me, Jim. Shut up. Thank you, Renee.
So let me address first the committee. I did receive your email with the recommendations, and I did respond. The thing is, I need only one person per side because of just in terms of creating an efficient team. This is like basically one person per side who would work with me almost daily, not necessarily all day, but you know, it's and it's too many. There's too many people. I need just one person for, there are kind of two issues here. There's kind of a larger group to develop content that would be good to have a broader, like even six people from each side to be able to develop content, and also that I could send on to, you know, programmers if they are looking for people to participate. I had put kind of a request for two separate things out at the very beginning, which is, you know, the one member from each side to form this committee to do this more specific kind of intense work with me. And then another list from each side, which I think that list that you gave me, right, can actually be at least the starting point for that second broader group, which is more of a group to create content and to call on for developing for participating in debates and forums. Now, in terms of the second piece, whether or not it's fair to have someone from a different Signal area, the thing is, this is a national referendum. So, you know, and I don't think it's a question of fairness. I mean, I think actually you know, ultimately the most important thing is to have equal time per side. And, you know, maybe we were actually discussing this with programmers at WPFW yesterday, is that, you know, it's kind of up to, you know, the members of each side to decide if actually they want more voices, who they want on there. But the point is, you know, each side gets equal time when it comes to producing things for air. I think that's really the biggest criteria. When it comes to debate, now debate, it's true that, you know, when you have two people against one person, it could be perceived as a two against one or a, you know, so it's more delicate. So we have to, you know, but again, in terms of this question of signal area or outside, I mean, again, this is not, we're not looking at this, while there are differences, obviously, by station when it comes to, you know, the general questions about this referendum that are going to be discussed, and the production of content, I don't think it's really my place to actually get involved in making any definition beyond what I just was talking about, you know, equal time and having protocol in place to make sure that, you know, things are fair. So, yeah, that's,
Chair, can I have a point of personal privilege, real quick? It'd be 15 seconds. First of all, let me extend my apology for asking Jim to shut up. I apologize for doing that, Jim. That's very unprofessional. And Renee, can you please email me, that blur that you just gave so I could, distribute it and try to work with you? Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, and for the Spanish stuff, just let me answer that. I am making materials always in English and Spanish. The thing is about, you know, KPFK, from my understanding, is really the only network, the only station that has like really 100% bilingual blocks, or, you know, sorry, not bilingual. They have literally like 4-hour Spanish language blocks. I know all stations also have Spanish language, some type of Spanish language programming, but it's not like, it's like maybe they'll play some Spanish language music though. So I will provide the carts, but, it's not as, I'm not going to be as, like at KPFK, there has to, both types have to be aired, you know, but I think already given there's like a competition for airtime everywhere, like I don't think that it's the best use to, of that airtime to kind of impose Spanish carts when there isn't like truly, truly Spanish programming on the station.
Thank you, Renee.
Okay, Sean, you're next.
Hi, Renee. I received the staff vetting list email that you sent out.
Yeah.
And it was clear. You asked me to look for my name, and if it's not there, to take a certain action. But the way it was worded, it's not clear if my name is there, am I supposed to take action as well or just remain silent? How do I proceed?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if your name is there, you don't need to do anything.
All right.
Yeah. No, this is the most current list that I have. So, you know, and I've removed people who, you know, basically based on what the stations have given me most recently, to remove. And so from the best of my knowledge anyway, it's the most accurate list so far, but I've already gotten a lot of requests for, updating information. Maybe somebody's name is wrong or, you know, something like that. There's also that issue, that might come up. But yeah, if your name is there, no issue. You're on.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. Cause I wasn't sure if my silence would mean A, I didn't get the email or my name. I don't know how, what that, my silence would mean. So. If my name is there, I don't have to do anything.
I mean, you can send me an email and say I'm on there, but it's not necessary. It's really to capture, because the thing is, this is a tricky process. It's like, how do you capture people who aren't on there? We're actually relying on other staff to be like, okay,
okay, I'm on there. Okay, now who's, who, you know, it's a collective action. It's, you know what I mean? So
we can verify if other people are there or not there as well.
Yes. I mean, that's the point. The point is okay. Having a list. And there's also the contrary. If you see, oh, somebody's on there and you're like, but that person doesn't work here anymore. How are they on there? You can also file that, obviously, with, you know, you file their name and in the, there's like a free text field, you know, describe what, you know, essentially what the modification is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
And obviously all of these changes, I mean, I'm dealing with on a one by one basis, not like there's anything that's automatic. I look at each one individually and then everything is then resubmitted to the station, management and anybody who, or, you know, proxy for, cause right now at KPFK, I mean, you know, like KPFK is an issue in terms of knowing, you know, having a GM who can actually sign off on the list, which is why this is actually really, process is really important. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have Vanessa on the list.
Okay.
Hi. If I may have Paulina after Vanessa, whenever you may.
Okay.
Getting terrible feedback.
Hello? Shayer, can you hear me?
I can. There's a lot of noise in the background. I don't know who that is.
Okay, it might be me. I'm driving. I'm about to get off the highway, so there'll be a lot less I can pull off in about 10 seconds. So I just my question, I want to put it in the context of there's more that I do not know than I do know about this process. So having said that, I hear that an important part is the equal time. And that's true, the equal time. But a very important part, I believe, is also the messaging. And so that comes in two opportunities. One opportunity is the debates, and the other opportunity is the carts that are going to be playing, and I'm not even sure if they have started playing, but that are going to be playing, but that's what people hear. So in terms of what message is on those carts, I would hope, although I'm, you know, decidedly on the no side, that each side would want to develop its own message. So I don't know if the fact that, you know, a presumably objective third party has developed a message based on what they believe to be, or that person believes to be the most important points. I don't know if that's something that was agreed to as part of the process, or as Lauren said, if, you know, each side, I speak for the no side, can, you know, participate so that we can frame our own message.
So again, this comes back to the, you know, to the development of these committees, and where I am actually collecting via a form input from both sides, just more broadly.
Hold on, we're getting some feedback from somebody. Could you please mute yourselves?
And so yes, in terms of input from both sides directly, that's key. And, that is, you know, basically what's in process right now. And the carts, you know, I technically, the thing about the carts is, I don't think that they should start airing right now. I mean, we had the carts for the notice period, which is very, those carts were important because we wanted to make sure that members knew, you know, before they, you know, to make sure their membership was up to date to essentially to be able to vote on this. So, you know, there was a very general cart, and now the next basically series of carts in production has to include input from both sides you know, that's just the way it has to be. Otherwise, you know, I mean, I don't want to be forced into a position where I'm making them myself. And I don't think that will be the case. We have time to make these carts. And so, you know, that's why I'm glad that I'm on this call, because I'm putting out also the message that I need input. You know, I need this team essentially to, work on this material. But yes, the carts wouldn't start airing until, June.
Okay. Thank you. I see Paulina has her hand up. Paulina, you can go and then I'll say something.
Thank you. Renee, thank you for your work. It's been great to work with you, and thank you for doing the Spanish cards for KPFK, at least for KPFK. Well, because we do have those 4-hour blocks every day, Monday through Thursday, where it's monolingual, it's not bilingual. Our audience, supposedly, many of them, and I do know that, are more comfortable in Spanish and do not understand English completely. That's what the programming is there for. So we ran those, and that was good. And my question is this, equal time. So given that not all stations line up equally along, you know, it's not like half of each station is for and half against, I'm wondering how you're going to deal with issues such as the following. Let's say a station that is completely against the New Day Pacifica bylaws decides to air programming that is, you know, giving that point of view airspace. So how would you deal with giving equal air, equal time to the other side if there's nobody at that station, let's say, that actually supports the yes, and vice versa at the West Coast stations mm-hmm. or?
So, I mean, again, this is very hard, to deal with. This is an issue. I know that, you know, specifically WBAI right now, you know, there's a lot of pushback from the management. And you know, I contextually understand why that is, but at the same time, this process needs to happen. And so I have reached out, you know, it's kind of, it's difficult, and it's going to be kind of up to me and up to the committee, you know, that hopefully gets developed to make, you know, efforts to make sure that we can somehow level the playing ground at either, you know, in either of the scenarios where you have management that is clearly backing, you know, one side or the other. Because, you know, ultimately, you know, we really need to have as neutral of a process on a management side, you know, so that listeners can, you know, make a decision. Because the question's a much broader question. It's not about any individual. It's about Pacifica as a whole and how it's going to move forward, right? So, you know, hopefully we can find a way to work across the line, so to say, you know, so, but it's big, it's a problem. Yeah.
Time.
Okay. So let me ask my question, and I wanted to say something. First, Renee, do you have you determined the membership lists from each of the stations? And if you have, even if you have some tentative figures, I'd really be curious to know what they are. If you can just answer that, then I have something.
Oh, sure. I haven't received anything from any station yet.
No?
In terms of the update, but in terms of the prior update, which is, let's see, that was I did a membership list update in December. Right. So, I have numbers for, you know, basically for as of December, but, I, you know, already requested when the close date, basically on the 7th. So a week ago, you know, I contacted all the stations and they're working on it. You know, I know everybody's working on it. You know, it's a complex process, especially since every station's kind of has a different system going, and
you know, are their transition to allegiance and all of this stuff. But I've received confirmation from KPFA, KPFK, KPFT is usually right on top of it too. WDAI is the only one that hasn't responded to me yet, but I'm sure that Berthold got my email. And WPFW is also on it. Like I've received, you know, response from everybody. So except WDAI, but yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And the other thing is I wanted to say, that I would really urge my colleagues on this board who are affiliated or have some, are supporting the New Day, rewrite of Pacifica to please speak to your attorney and ask him to stop with his harassment of the election supervisor. Let Renee do her job, please. This will, in the long run, this will benefit everyone. And we all have to be able to get along somehow. After these bylaws are defeated, and I'm pretty convinced they will be, we're going to have to be able to speak to each other. So, there has to be a modicum of civil behavior here and certain standards that we need to adhere to. Thank you.
Jim to the stack.
Ron to the stack.
Ali, I've had my hand up for a while.
Didn't see your hand, Ali. I'm sorry, but I'll put you on the stack.
It's been up for a while, yeah.
Ron, Ali. Anybody else?
Jim.
And I got you, Jim.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thomas's hand is also up. I don't know if you're not seeing it either.
The parliamentarian would like to say,
Thomas.
Also, okay. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, this is a parliamentarian.
Yes.
When you see the hands up, Zoom automatically puts the hands up in the order that they were raised from top down. So it looks like Ali is on there and Thomas O'Rourke is there.
Okay. Yeah, I see them now.
Yeah. The machine automatically puts them in the order that they were raised.
Okay, but some people are just asking to be on the stack. They're not.
Yeah, but those hands have been up for a while. They've been up, especially Ali. Ali's hands have been up.
Okay, so we'll put Ali and Thomas up first. Go ahead, Ali.
Hi, Renee.
Hi.
I just wanted to ask you about this committee or panel. That you were talking about, what kind of a time commitment would you foresee that taking?
Well, it kind of depends, but I mean, I don't envision it taking a lot of time. It's just more that it has to be consistent. So probably a little bit of time every day.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, you know, maybe on the order of like half an hour. You know, if we're getting violate, and maybe there might be periods of time where we're going to have a long conversation, like we'll have conference calls, you know, maybe once every couple of weeks, which will be a little lengthier, one hour, 1.5 hours. But, you know, I really try to make use. I have to be efficient with my time. So I really respect people's time and I try to be as efficient as possible. So, you know, I really, it's more of a question of consistency, than of quantity of time.
Got it.
So.
Okay. It doesn't sound too bad. All right.
It shouldn't be. It really shouldn't be. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thomas.
Yes. Thank you. Renee, I don't want to sound frivolous, or taking this lightly, and I'm not for the bylaw proposal. I'll be honest, I'm against it, but, the thought arose when, we realized coming up with, these meeting your rules for debate, equal number of players, equal, you know, is the difficulty of that, and it just occurred to me that you know, debate is a skill in high school and college in which teams need to be prepared to take affirmative or negative and rebut either one. It's a skill that promotes sort of cross. Why don't you force teams to take both sides, rebut their own side at first, and let the audience chime in or something like that. They can judge, there's a way to judge debates, et cetera. I realize that's academic in high school and college debate over specific topics. It's not, you know, political debates in America are far from what those are. And, but at the same time, the idea of, forcing people to, debate the side they're not for, you know, should be thought about. That's all I'll say. Thank you.
I think it's a very interesting, you know, proposal. And actually the most important part of this protocol that's put together is really the ground rules and equal time. Everything else is up for debate. I think the more ideas we have about creating some type of format that's engaging and interesting and also, you know, thought provoking and makes people also auto critique themselves, I think that's a really, really good idea, actually. I'll put it down. but again, it's kind of not up to me. But maybe we could get a programmer who might be interested in doing that format. I could potentially, but at the moment I'm not planning on actually myself producing any of these because so far there's been enough interest, with the staff, to help produce these, so far, but that's a really good idea. Yeah.
Okay. Jim.
Okay. Thank you. This is Jim Osborne. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Renee, just a couple of quick questions. The carts that have been run so far, they're neutral, for lack of a better word, right? In other words, they're not advocating pro or against, right?
Right.
And do you understand, is it your understanding that the scope of your responsibilities is essentially, in other words, you're not looking to supervise what happens in terms of the debate at each local station, right?
No, not at all. Mm-mm.
Did you have any notice, for example, that there was a debate that happened, I think, this past weekend at one of our stations between the no and the yes?
You mean KPFA or?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I'm not micromanaging any of this, but I am providing protocol and assistance when, you know, when something is planned. And, I highly recommend that, you know, programmers who want to do something reach out to me first just to make sure that, you know, what they're planning on doing, it won't be perceived as bias. So that's as far as my role goes. I'm not planning on being a moderator. I'm not imposing anything beyond just, you know, and I can't impose anything anyway, you know, what's my role really? So it's more, my role is really try to communicate, you know, what has worked in the past and this simple protocol that I have. Leaving it open for each program, each kind of station, locale to adapt. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you. And last mm-hmm. question, with respect to the carts that you made reference to that you plan on running in June, will they also be essentially neutral or informative?
So, if I get the committee that I'm supposed to get together, the idea would be that each card actually would be split in 30 seconds, 30 seconds, like we did. And it would be on a given topic presenting both sides. So either that type of card or very informational card. The very informational card, you meaning, you know, okay, you know, ballots are coming, go to, you know, if you don't get your ballot, blah, 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 you know, that kind of thing, return your ballot before this day, make a ballot request before this day, so on and so forth. Those kinds of cards, you know, obviously that's my, I can handle that. I don't need any input on that. But in terms of the actual, I would call it, it's not really campaign, but it's kind of like campaign materials. The goal is to have 1 minute, PSAs that are equally divided, and then, have those, you know, arguments also flipped so that, you know, you hear one and then the other, and then, you know, another version of the cart, which is basically its matched pair, would have the other argument in front. So it's just as, you know, no one can say, oh, well, I was always first on the car, you know, the whichever side was always first, so on and so forth. But yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thanks, Renee.
No problem.